The car market's in a bad place. You can see it here today at this auction. All right, so let's check this out. I know a lot of you always scream about like a bare bones truck. This is a little single cab truck. It's a 06, got 146,000 miles. This is gonna be one of the cheapest trucks, F-150 obviously, that you're going to be able to buy, even in a used variety here. STX, this was a lower level trim, it's pretty rough. Miles aren't crazy for it for that year. So 2006 got 146,000 miles. But this is what we're looking at if we're looking at lower level trim, cheapest truck you can buy in a used truck. And let's look on the inside here.
All right, here's the F-150, little single cab, 06, 146,000 miles. Try to start at $3,500. Chance it might be ticking just a little bit. All right, try and get $2,500 on it. No bids. All right, $2,000, still no bids. The auctioneer said, nothing a Phillips screwdriver won't fix. Talking about that ticket in the motor. Drove down $1,000. We got $1,100. We got $1,200. Let's see if we can hear it when it comes by.
Yeah, this is going to be a good gauge for those of you that want to just buy a simple, cheap work truck, because this thing is absolutely filthy. So whatever this truck brings, this is the lowest end of the market that you're going to be able to see come through a dealer auction like this. 2006, 140,000 miles, single cab, rough truck. See what it brings.
Yeah, it sounded like it was taking a little bit. Got $1,200 to put on a phone call. Didn't sell it, put it on a phone call. Probably not going to sell.
And I know I've seen over here in the background, so people can, dealers can actually test drive some of these cars around the lot before, like this one right there is going through, before the actual auction goes through. And I've seen a Tundra flying around here that I'm going to try to check in the auction, but not going to be able to check it out here because we're getting close to when the auction actually starts. Also, a 4Runner, and I can't seem to see it right now. Anytime I see Tundras, anytime I see 4Runners, anytime I see Tacomas, that's the kind of stuff that I know you want to see the prices of, so I try to check them. So if you've seen it in the background and I miss it, I just miss it. I'm gonna try to get it when it goes through the auction, but I can't seem to find it right now. But I will try. All right, I definitely want to check this out. This is a 2020 Silverado, 73,000 miles, Z71, and it's got the big motor. It's got the 6.2 liter in it, and the front of it, I mean, it's dirty, but it looks good. It doesn't look like it's been run through. You know what? It's starting to crust a little bit down there. With it only being 5 years old, I wonder if it's from somewhere that's not around here, because typically we don't see even that little bit of crust on any of the frames around here. I'm in Central North Carolina, and we just don't get any kind of rust. And I know what you guys are saying, up north, rust belt kind of stuff. That's not even any rust. That's brand new, right? No, around here, that's starting to get a little crusty, because it's all about perception, right? So even though I know that's not rust, and you know that that's not rust, but people who are buying cars around here and buying trucks around here, they're accustomed to seeing black frames that have zero crustage on them at all. So around here, that is actually rust to a lot of consumers. But anyway, I mean, other than that, the outside body looks pretty good. Let's check the inside of it.
All right, here's the Silverado. Try and start at $34,500. Drop down $33,000. No bids. Drop down $32,000. Still no bids. Down to $31,000. We got down to $26,000. Now up to $26,000. Now $27,000.
Yeah, just dirty. Nothing beat up, nothing. Oh, gross. Look at that. You know what? I have filmed this truck before because I remember that hair that was in the back seat. This was here it's been 2 weeks at least since I've been here, and this truck was here. So this is what's happening. This truck no sold. So we're going to watch it go through again. Anyway, let's check it and see what it brings today.
Now 28,000, 28.1, 28.2, 28.3, 28.6, 28.7, 28.8, 28.9, 23rd. I'm mixed up. 29.4, 29.5, 29.6, 29.6, 29.8, 29.9, up to 30,000. 30,001. We got 30,001. Sold it. That's surprising.
And this is why you check out cars before the auction goes through. You see all that smoke come through? Actually, that's oil. That's not cool. Ooh. Yeah. So this BMW, these guys were checking out, and it's just they turned it off, and then all of a sudden you start pouring smoke. You can see it just billowing out of that back. It's probably the back seal that's over there, and it's going to leak as it goes through too. So a lot of other dealers are also going to see this. But that's why I check cars out.
Phone bills are one of those things that most people don't really revisit until they're set. And that's the thinking behind today's sponsor, Mint Mobile. Mint runs as an online-only wireless provider. There are no stores and no salespeople. Everything is handled online, which keeps the focus on the service itself instead of extra layers that are built around it. They offer unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network, with coverage reaching 98% of Americans and 4G LTE coverage to 99%. Unlimited plans also include hotspot access, plus free calling to Mexico, Canada, and the UK. Instead of pushing everyone into the same plan, Mint lets you choose the data amount that fits how you actually use your phone. 5 gigabytes, 15 gigabytes, 20 gigabytes, or unlimited. Switching is designed to be straightforward. You can activate in minutes with eSIM. Keep your phone number and bring your own unlocked phone, or purchase one directly through mintmobile.com. And for a limited time, you can get 50% off a premium unlimited wireless plan from Mint. Lock in Mint's lowest price of the year and pay $15 per month for a 3, 6, or 12-month plan. Details are available through the link in the description below.
All right, here's another vehicle that brings crazy, crazy money. This is a 2015 Toyota Sienna. It's got 132,000 miles. Front has had one of these covers on it, and I mean, all of this can clean off. A lot of times, oh, you know what? That's actually, there's like a lifted area. I wonder if that's the rubber that's come off the cover and just stuck there. I don't know. I think all that can be cleaned off. So let's not ding it against it. And then we have gum stuck to it. I mean, it's a minivan, right? You have kids that usually stick stuff to the inside, but this is a bad kid. This kid stuck it to the outside too. Oh, we have some a parenting council meeting is what we need to do, because your kids shouldn't be doing this, right?
All right, here's a Toyota Sienna. All right, transfer out 10,500. No bids. Dropped it down to 9,500. Still no bids. We got $5,000. Now they're gonna roll it out.
It's even worse if the parent did it, I guess. But in the back, yeah, dirty. Yeah, this is a minivan. You got goldfish. You got Cheeto crumbs. You got there's popcorn. You got all of that in here because it's a minivan, and that's what happens in minivans. But oh, it's what happens in minivans. You have a family, you have a minivan. You have a family, you have goldfish crumbs. And we're gonna see what a dealer will pay for this. It'll still be outrageous, even with the Cheetos and the goldfish and the popcorn all together.
Let's go. Got 5,000, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 6,000. Got 61, 62. It's rolled out. We're still trying to get 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66. Up to 7,000, 71, 72, 73, 74. You can tell somebody started out way too low. It's gone. It's way out. We're still bidding on it. 73, 74, 75, 76, 77. Up to 8,000, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87. We got 8,700 now. Got $8,700 on the Sienna. Put it on a phone call. Still didn't sell it. Just if it.
So just to let you know, some behind the scenes stuff. So I'm here today recording two videos. So if you see a car in the background or whatever in this video, and you wanted to see it, there's a chance that it might be in the next video that we actually put out. But I've got like, 13 or 14 cars that I've looked at throughout this auction. And I think only three have been actual sales. That's very frustrating. That's very, very difficult for an auction like this to have that many higher end things and they don't get done. Now some of them, hopefully a lot of them, are going to get done after the fact, because there's an if bid. If it's a put on if bid, it's put on phone call. They try to negotiate after the sale and get the deal done. But for them to just not flat out be able to sell a lot of these vehicles in the lane, not get the buyer and seller together quickly while they're actually bidding on it, that's troublesome and can be very frustrating for both sides. Because what are the sellers thinking? The seller's thinking, okay, well, these buyers aren't wanting to pay anything. And the buyers, the small used car dealers like me, they're like, well, these sellers aren't coming off their prices at all. So they're We're just in a stalemate. And then at the end of the day, the auction's just not going to make any money because nothing's getting done, right? Very frustrating. Ooh, I'm actually interested in this. This is a Sequoia, but look at the mileage. Let me show you. It's a 2013, but here's the mileage. 199,000. So here's the run number, 35. Here's the year, 2013, and that's the mileage, 199,000. And these Sequoias, I mean, they run forever. So, I mean, 200,000 miles on this thing is nothing, but that's still going to deter buyers, dealers from paying up for it. But even with that, it's platinum. It's going to bring a lot of money. These things just bring a lot of money with it being a Toyota, very highly desirable. And the V8s have gone way up in these and then the Tundras too, just because people don't want the 6-cylinder turbos. So what do? They buy older V8 Toyotas. And this is why a lot of these prices have gone up on these things. But
all right, here's that Sequoia. I can hear the belt squealing from here. I'm sure you can. All right, TriStar at $7,500. Drop down $7,000, no bids. Down to $6,500. Already down to $5,000. No bids.
Check the inside. Yeah, I mean, it's rough on that side. Why is it? This seat looks good, and that seat's very rough. It's like taped on the other side. Inside back looks good. I guess that's you have an average level person or average weight person and then a very heavy spouse is what happens. So this person's always in the driver's seat, and their spouse is always sitting over there, and that's why that seat's worn down as much as it is. Is that a bad joke? I don't know. Anyway, we'll check it out and see what a dealer will pay for this. I'm very interested because I like this kind of stuff. And anyway, yeah, 2013, 199,000 miles.
I got $1,000 for it. It's going to roll out. Everybody's going to bid on it. I'm not even going to run the numbers on it. We're up to 2,000 already. No, we're not. We're at 18. We're at 1,900, 2,000, 21, 22, 23, 35. 36, 37, 38. I would guess it lands at like 4,700. I mean, my guess. It's at 4,100 right now. Well, somebody was trying to bid on it still. They cut it off. They put 4,000 on it and put it on a phone call. They didn't sell it.
All right, let's check this Escalade. I think this one's kind of interesting because it's got all this. I see this a lot on GM products, and I don't know if it's because they had cheap paint to begin with, and then it got baked in the sun. But I've also heard people saying that going through car washes a lot can do this, can actually pull off the clear coat on the top of it. I don't know what happens there. Put it down in the comments. I think it's a combination of sun and then something else. But I'm interested to see what something like this brings with the hood looking. I hope it looks as bad on camera as it looks in person. It looks really bad. But it's a 2016. It's got 138,000 miles. The outside body, other than, I mean, there's a little ding there, some scratches. As to be expected with it's a 10-year-old vehicle. But Escalades, you usually, I mean, people who are going to buy them, they are going to think a little bit more highly of the cosmetics on a vehicle than they're buying just your run-of-the-mill Chevy or GM product. Rims, I mean, those are, the chrome is coming off of them. This is rough. For Escalade, this is very rough. I mean, got that.
All right, it's Escalade. Trying to start out at 18,000. No bids. Dropped it down 17,000. Still no bids. Down to 16,000. Still no bids. 15,000. No bids. Now they're asking for 14. All right, got $12,000. We got bids now.
I like when the running boards come down. But this thing is nasty. It's gross, gross, gross. I don't know if I want to get in it. Let's see here. This looks kind of safe. Oh, all right. There we go. Yeah, I mean, it's dirty. It does not look like what an Escalade should look like. So that means it should go for a lot cheaper, but you know how these things go. We're going to check it out, see what a dealer actually pay for it.
12-1, 12-2, 12-3, 12-4. It's rolling out. Still bid on it. We got 12-4 still, 12,004. So we got 12,004. 12,004. Asking the seller. Sold it.
All right, so on the Silverado, so how does that work? How does it happen where, okay, it's ran for now multiple weeks in a row? Because it's been a couple weeks since I've been here, and I've seen it. And it's run now at least 3 weeks that we can count just right here from what I've observed. So what happens in those scenarios? Well, what it means is that the actual selling dealer of that truck wanted something way up here. And the bids that it brings in lane whenever it actually runs through the auction, well, it only comes in to down here. And then in a lot of cases, they actually try to go to the buyer and seller after the auction and try to negotiate the price to try to meet somewhere in the middle to be able to get the car sold, because the only way these auctions make money is by transactions actually happening. So they work very hard after the sale to try to get these buyers and these sellers to meet in the middle somewhere and actually move the car, right? Move the car between hands, and then that way the auction company can get a fee from the buyer and a fee from the seller. But if that transaction doesn't happen, the auction doesn't make any money. And this time period and what's going on in the car market right now can be very, very frustrating for a lot of these auctions, because they can spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of payroll hours actually moving a lot of these vehicles, getting them set up, putting them online, getting the paperwork ready to move them through the auction. And if buyers are way down here and sellers are still way up here and transactions are just few and far between when they're actually going through the auction, well, these auction companies can spend a lot of money getting all these things ready to go, send them through auction, and the sales just don't happen. And if the sales don't happen, they don't get paid. So in a downtrending market, or in a market where dealers are weak, either on the sell side or the buy side, if they're weak on the sell side, then that means they're not bringing a lot of vehicles. And if they're weak on the buy side, which is me as a small used car dealer, means we're not raising our hand all that high, which means we don't want to bid, then you can have these transactions that don't happen. So this is what's happening right now, where we have a lot of weakness in the market. Don't have a lot of vehicles at auction today because on the sell side, the franchise dealer is not selling a lot of cars, not bringing in a lot of trade-ins. And then on my side, the buy side, well, we're slow. So a lot of other car dealers that aren't trying to prepare for tax time, trying to get out ahead of it, well, they might not be willing to pay all that much for cars right now because they don't feel like they don't need them because they're not going to be able to sell them. All of this can create a bunch of inconsistencies in prices at these auctions. And when you have ebbs and flows now downward pressure on a lot of these wholesale prices, that's when a lot of no sales happen. Very, very frustrating for a lot of these used car dealer auctions right now. And it's frustrating for the buyers and the sellers too, because we feel like, I'm talking about the buyers, the small used car dealers like myself, we feel like the sellers want way too much for these cars. And the sellers feel like, well, we're not trying to pay anything for these cars. If that's the case, then deals don't get done.